KAYTFM.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration Perfecting the Saints right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless every one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. That is Jesus the Christ that you know him as. But I'm here to tell you that a revolution is taking place. A spiritual revival is uncovering the true nature of our Lord and Savior that has been hid down throughout centuries and myriad of time. You see, one of the things I can share with you is this, beloved people of the Most High. What the enemy's main modus operandi is to get you. And just think about this just for a moment before we go into the reading of the scriptures. Think about when African-American people were first taken into slavery. You know what they done? They removed their name. If you watch the movie Roots, think about this. I know it flew over most of your heads, but the colonizers understood this very important factor. If we can make you forget a name, we can make you forget who you are. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? If they can make you forget your name, the first thing that when Toby came, set foot in America, they took away his name, Kunta Kinte, and they gave him the name Toby. Why? Because they wanted to colonize him. And the same thing has happened in our religiosity. We have been colonized for so long, but I can tell you something. A truth is awakening in the hearts of those whom Yahushua is bringing back to him. He's turning the hearts of the children back unto the Father, Yahuwah. So on that note, we're going to ask Lady Mildred Townsend to come on share a scripture with us. And then we're going to go before the throne of prayer. We want you all to know out there, if you desire to be included on our prayer list, listen, you can write us at 1400 College Drive and we will add you to the prayer list. Or immediately after the service of the broadcast, you can get in touch with us and we will add you to the prayer list. Lady Townsend.
Amen. Coming out of the book of Psalms 100. Oh, make a joyful noise unto Yahushua, all you lands. Serve the Yahushua with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that Yahushua, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen. We give praises unto you, Yahushua. We give you praise because, hallelujah, you deserve. You deserve it. You deserve it. You are the one, and we don't have to look for another. God, we thank you today. We thank you for life. We thank you for breath. We thank you for, Lord, learning more of you day by day. Oh, God, we just give you praise. We just give you glory on today as we pray for our brothers and sisters that in this last and evil days that they will desire more of you. Oh, God, that they will begin to seek you. Lord, not just be hand fed and all of that, but God, get down to the real nitty gritty and seek the face of the loving God. God, we thank you today as we pray, Lord God, for our children. Amen, that you will give them a heart. Hallelujah for you. Oh, God, all of these curses that they have brought even on themselves with the drinking and gambling and all of these things, the fornicating and the homosexuality and all of these sins that will just overtake them if nobody stands in the gap and cry out for them. Oh, God, we continue to bless your holy name. We pray in this end time that you will have more seeking you. But we know, according to the word of God, that won't happen. Amen. Because you said broad is the way. Hallelujah. That it leads to destruction. And you said many, 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 many will be on that road. But those that are seeking you, Lord God, with everything that's in them, you said few going to find that way. And Lord, let us, hallelujah, to remain to be that few, Lord God, that continue to seek you with everything that's in us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Has some called Jesus? I know I've been used to saying it so long, but we know your name now. And we're going to give you respect. And we're going to give you honor, Yahushua. In Yahushua's name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, it takes a little getting used to.
Yeah.
Amen. one of the things about it is that every nationality that comes to our country holds on to their culture. Think about that. The Chinese people still wear their kimonos and they still use their chopsticks. I think that, but Yahuwah's people, we have so grossly forgotten who we are.
Yes,
until
Lord.
Until we have been made to feel ashamed.
Come on, preacher. Break it down.
They say none of that matters anymore. It doesn't matter. You know, Jesus came to save us. Well, which Jesus? Because Yahusha said this way. He said, many will come in my name.
Come on now.
Saying, I am Christ. I am the anointed one. He said, but believe it not. Now, this is something he spoke over 2,500 years ago. And much of our colonizers have psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually indoctrinated into our mentality that which they don't want us to really know. One thing I can share with you is this. When Yahusha said, you're looking for the kingdom of God with observance. You're looking for it in buildings. You know, many times you said out throughout your life, oh, I can't wait to get to church. Beloved man, beloved woman, beloved pastor, beloved leader, the kingdom is within you.
Woo! Make it plain.
I tell people all the time,
yes.
You don't wait to go to a building to have church.
My God.
You have church in the privacy of your own home. While you're sitting in the bathtub, you can have church. While you're sitting cooking your lunch or your dinner or whatever, cooking breakfast for your church, you can have church. Because what is church? The scripture says, they that worship Yahuwah must worship him in spirit and in truth. Mm. Make no mistake, I'm not speaking about corporate annihilation. No, I'm not condoning that in any fashion, form, or matter. I'm merely trying to tell you that you are short-circuiting the power that the Almighty has established for you. Those of you that have made Yahusha HaMashiach your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And you have been filled with his Ruach Kodesh, that
Holy Spirit.
The breath of the Most High. You possess the same like attributes.
Oh,
this is why
Yahusha
said it this way. The works that I do, you shall do also.
Yes.
But for some reason, we seek to put a monopoly on this. You think that you have to have the title apostle or bishop or elder or any of those things to do the work. But know ye not, and don't forget, the disciples of the Most High, the disciples, Stephen, the disciples, Philip, one of the first deacons of the Ecclesia, the Latin word for church,
yes,
went out doing the works of Yahusha. And so, beloved people, listen, you don't have to have a theological degree. Are you hearing me? You don't have to have a doctorate degree.
Making point.
You don't have to go to seminary. You don't have to go to any of those things. Spiritually, if you sit at the feet of Yahusha HaMashiach, he will download the information that you need to prosper in the things of ministry. Because again, most of the people, we've only repeating what we heard. Can I be honest?
That's it.
Can I be honest?
They brought it to us like
honest?
That.
Can I be honest? And so had we sought to know the reality, because, I mean, think about this for a moment.
Come on.
I understand that cultures change, and cultures do. That's the reason why we're not riding in chariots, because cultures do change. That's the reason why we're not walking around in long tunics, because culture changes.
Make it plain.
But can I tell you something that doesn't change? Standard.
Hey.
Standards don't change. Amen. And the message that Yahusha left us years and years ago, man has sought to change that. And they sought to change that because, again, as I told you, if they can get you to forget who you are by taking away the name of he who was above all and is above all, then you would forget your rightful place in the inheritance in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Let me help you to understand a little bit so you can understand. Remember, and this happened way before our colonizers brought black folks into slavery.
Mm-hmm.
This happened back when black folks took other black folks into slavery.
Well, make it plain.
Okay. Remember when King Nebuchadnezzar and his people invaded Israel?
Yes.
And they took all of the noblemen's children into captivity. You know them as Daniel, Shadrach,
and
Meshach,
and Abednego. Mm-hmm.
But know ye not, those are names they gave them.
That was not their
That was not their Hebraic given name.
Mm-mm.
They gave them those names because they wanted them to act up under that type of empire
that
they had captivated them to.
Teach.
Is it hard for you to understand today that, oh, black man, oh, black woman, your original name ain't Mary, John, Bill, Joseph, or
nope.
any of those things like this? Those are not our original names. Those are the colonizers' names that they gave us. And so if they gave those kind of names to us, don't you think they seek to change the name of Yahusha?
Come on, preacher.
You don't think that they seek to change the name of Yahuwah, which is the Almighty?
Preacher.
Huh?
Preach.
And when he said, thou shalt have no other Elohims, which is the name God in Hebraic speaking, before us. So you see, beloved, most of our life we have been disenfranchised because we have not been given the truth.
Mm.
But now truth is surfacing. The Holy Scriptures declared that there is nothing hid that will not be uncovered. And we are in the season of uncovering right now. We are in the season where Yahuwah and his Holy Spirit is causing a hungering and thirst for righteousness in the life of Yahuwah's people.
Yes.
This is the reason why you feel this sincere desire. And you talk to your friends about it after service, after church, and you say, you know what? I just feel like it's more to God than what I'm getting. I feel like it's more than to the Holy Ghost than what I'm hearing.
Woo!
Because all you're doing is getting a regurgitated tongue that you heard somebody else speak.
Come on, preach.
And then after you get this regurgitated tongue, some have learned how to emotionally monopolize the people and trick them into thinking that they're so holy and righteous. And so the whole name of the game is putting you into some type of pre-hypnotic and post-hypnotic suggestion that, watch this, makes you praise God when you come in the presence of them.
Like their God. Yes.
Well, I can tell you what. Yahusha summed it up so eloquently. He said, broad is the way.
You ought to break it down.
That leads to destruction. And
many
shall follow
therein.
But he said these important words equally as well, beloved listening audience.
Narrow is the way.
Is the way. Watch this. That leads to eternal life. What are you looking for today? What are you looking for? Because right about now, all the body of Christ, and it's really not the body of Christ, it's really more so the body of Satan, that is conglomerizing our Lord, commercializing him, making money off him, making gain off of the people of Yahuwah for selfish gain. Even the Apostle Paul said in the end times, they will use the word of God to make merchandise of you. That is the time that we are in right now, beloved. You never thought that you'd live to see the coming of the soon coming of the Lord, but all of this is boiling down to what you'll see, a time of sorrow, a time of trouble. But you know what? The real children of Yahusha and the real children of Yahuwah, listen, we can look out with our heads hung up high in praise and adoration, because we know our redemption draweth nigh. What do you think, Lady Townsend?
Amen. It's so true. And as you were saying, all of our life, we've been just handed down things. And, you know, and we've been a spoon fed. And it comes a time in our life, Apostle, that we must start seeking the Heavenly Father for ourselves. Amen. And when we began to seek him, and I remember years and years and years ago, in our marriage, that many times you wanted to share certain things, and you just said, I can't share it right now because, you know, they're not, how you said, they were not ready to receive it right now. Amen. But there come a time when you got to be obedient and do what God say, you know, and whether they receive it or not, you do what the Lord say. Amen. What Yahusha say. Amen. And I thank God that now I'm able to, because back then, no, you come home with that. I'm not ready.
I
know.
We've been married 40 years.
I'm a living witness.
And listen,
I saw all of it.
I got plenty of preachers of footprints on my backside.
Yes, I saw all of that.
And even from my own mom and dad, rest their soul. You know, we grew up in the apostolic faith.
Yes, Lord.
Okay? And that is just another word that has been given unto men to commercialize people. Okay?
Yes.
And I often share this with people, and I shared this 40 years ago, and I told even most of our bishops and elders back in that day, I says, well, one thing I can tell you is that it's really not the apostolic doctrine, and I'll tell you why it's not apostolic or Pentecostal or any of those things. Our colonizers use those. As a matter of fact, the first time the word apostolic was incorporated into religiosity is when the Roman Catholic Church.
Exactly.
And they did that. Mm-hmm. And, they, and because the popes and the priests wanted to deem themselves God on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So many people think that when we say the term apostolic, it means because they continued in the apostles' doctrine. Well, here's a little food for thought that you really thoroughly need to understand. Whose doctrine were the apostles preaching?
Jesus.
They weren't preaching their own doctrine, yet men have deified them. And because they have deified the apostles, and by saying, well, they continued in the apostle doctrine. No, they didn't. They continued in the doctrine that Yahushua left with the apostles.
Now, exactly, exactly.
I'm preaching that same doctrine. I'm preaching that same gospel. But now, since the apostles are dead now, does that now make you Townsend Stolic?
No.
Because the apostles are dead?
No.
Huh? Remember when even when Yahuwah took Moses and because of Moses' inability to stay focused and concentrated on what Yahuwah told him, he moved Moses out of the way because of the inconsistency to stay truthful. Brothers and sisters, this is why we're seeing the deficit, because we have not been consistent in the things of pleasing the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We have greatly strayed away. Our oppressors. And see, one thing about it is your oppressors know how to make you operate in the oppression.
Come on now.
And Yahuwah is trying to get us out of the oppression. That's what he's trying to do.
Mm.
So what happened is that, no, we're not apostolic. If anything, here's what we are. We are Yahushastolic.
Hallelujah.
Yahushua. HaMashiach Stalin, because we are still operating in his teaching, not the apostles.
Yes.
This is what the enemy sought to do, to splinter us all off and to separate us. Remember in the book of Acts, it said they had all things in common.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And when persecution came, they went around from house to house breaking bread. Are we doing that today?
Oh, no.
Huh? Pentecostal, are we doing that?
No.
Apostolic, are we doing that?
No.
As a matter of fact, we'll kick folks out of the church that ain't got tithes and offering to give.
Ooh, low, low, low.
Look how y'all getting quiet on me.
Yahushua.
But we call ourselves filled with the Holy Ghost. And the word of God says, follow. Lord. It says, live peaceably with all men.
And holiness without.
And holiness without.
Mm-hmm.
No man going to see the Lord.
No man.
So now watch this. Because you ain't apostolic, I don't fellowship with you.
And they think it's all right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't baptize in, as a matter of fact, we shouldn't even be baptizing in Jesus' name. We should be baptized in the name of Yahushua.
That's the name.
That's the name.
That's his real name.
That's the name.
Not the name that was given to us.
That is the name.
By our oppressors.
Our colonizers. Colonized. They gave us a mind job when they said, well, you know, I'm a father and I'm a son and I'm a husband.
Had y'all fighting a long time.
had us all bickering and fighting against each other. As a matter of fact, that is why the Church of God in Christ and the Assemblies of God split.
That's because
one thought that, you know, you should be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. But if you've done your homework,
both
you'll
of them wrong.
That the Roman Catholicism brought that in, too.
They did.
You see, if you don't go back far enough to understand your roots, you will not realize who you are. Remember last week we shared with you how David had to remind Mephibosheth?
Who he really
of his roots, mm-hmm. of who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Because after they had been ran out of their homeland, he forgot who he was.
Jesus.
Many of you, beloved saints of the Most High, you have forgotten who you are. And you know what? The Holy Spirit is bringing us back to that truth.
Oh, hallelujah.
He's bringing us back to that truth.
Glory.
So, Lady Towns, you want to open up the phone line?
Yeah, you can.
We can open up the phone line. Hey, listen, we're glad that we're back to the glory of God. And if you'd like to chime in today and to just, you know, not give your opinion, but here's what we are going to do. We're not going to talk about the White House. We're not going to talk about Democrats or Republicans. At the first onslaught of anything of that nature, I will say this in love. I will abruptly cut you off. Will not allow you to call back but now if you're calling in for prayer. If you're calling in because, you know, you're enjoying the broadcast and you want more of this broadcast, and even still, we want to be able to get those that wish to support the broadcast. If you have a business that you'd like to have as one of our sponsors, we'll be glad to do that, too, because we're here to empower God's people. We're not here to emotionalize you. We're not here to church you. We're here to empower you. And once you are empowered, you will be able to do the same things that Yahusha done. You'll be able to do those same things.
Lord.
And that's what it's about. You've been going to church for 40 years, but how many blind eyes have you opened up?
Gee. Ooh.
You've been on the deacon board for 30 years, but how many deaf ears have you unstopped?
Gee.
Huh? Oh, you've been on the mother board a long time, but how many? Well, I know the man upstairs. There ain't no man upstairs, mama. Daddy ain't no man upstairs. If you knew better, you would know, instead of the man upstairs, you would start looking inside of you.
Within. Yes, yes.
The power
is
within you, mama.
Mm.
The power is within you, apostle. The power is within you. And so what our colonizers did is they tried to oppress us to keep us from realizing that power that was in us.
And sad to say, many are still oppressed into believing, you know, everything that was done to them, because it happened to their mom and having to their forefathers and sisters and brothers and all of that. So it's still just need deliverance from that. You know, we praying that God would just heal the heart hurt over the years. And, you know, we just need healing as a people.
We as a people are dying right up inside the church. That shouldn't be happening. We shouldn't be dying as especially as African-American people. We are leading in diabetes and strokes and heart attacks and all of these things like this. But the Holy Spirit, the Ruach Kodesh of the Almighty Yahuwah, is bringing us back to how to eat.
Amen.
To live.
Amen. Not live to eat.
Not live to eat. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you one thing. Living to eat is not a Muslim thing. It's a Yahusha thing. Because there's going to come a time, beloved. And this was just a wake-up call to many. When they threatened to cut your little SNAP benefits off, many of y'all freaked out. But I had been telling the people 40 years ago, there's going to come a time that you're going to need to learn how to fast.
Yes.
And you're going to need to learn how to abstain from eating food every day. Because one of these days, you're going to fast by choice.
Or force.
Or by force.
Yes, you sure.
You're going to be forced to fast. And then what are you going to do then? And so you know what will happen? Many of you will sell your soul over to the mark of the beast because you have not made an allegiance to the Almighty Yahusha HaMashiach. But on that note, we're going to open up the phone line for those of you that desire prayer right now. The number to call is 318-484-2500. Amen. We do ask that you be mindful of your other brothers and sisters that would like to call in for prayer also. So now that prayer line is open, we do believe in the power of prayer, but we also believe in the power of empowerment.
Amen.
Amen. We also believe that if you want to be empowered, call that number, because we want to stand in agreement with you so that you may be empowered. 318-484-2500 is the number to call. So on that note, until somebody calls, we'll just continue with the word. But that's where we are, Lady Townsend. The Lord is raising a remnant of the lost sheep of the house of Israel up.
Yes.
He's raising back up that remnant of lost sheep. And you know what? There are many of you out there that are hungering and thirsting for righteousness. That is what our mission is. Listen, we're not here. No pastor, no leader is here to make a name for themselves. There's only one name given above all names whereby men must be saved, and that is Yahusha HaMashiach. And that is the name that brings deliverance. Now, I will share this with you. I will share this with you. For those of you that says, well, I've been using the name of Jesus and I've been getting results. It wasn't necessarily the name that you were using. It was the authority that he gave you when you believed in him. Because he understood that there had been a deficit. And that deficit that has nothing to do. I mean, there are some people that can't walk. There are some people that can't see, but that don't stop them from talking. There's some people that can't talk, but that don't stop them from praising. Because I'm here to tell you, Yahuwah, through his son, Yahusha, knows how to get through to everybody, whether they're autistic, whether they are retarded, whether they are mentally challenged. It doesn't matter. And when you understand that, let me show you how powerful this is. I'm a bus driver, and I drive for special need children, and I take great joy in that. I love it. Because you know what? It's ministry in that. And I think about a week ago, I was at the school waiting for one of the children to come out. And when I went past this other bus to talk to one of the bus drivers, there was a little kid that was acting up terribly on the bus. And so I asked the bus driver, the lady bus driver, I said, is this coming from your bus? She said, yeah, it's the little boy back there. And the bus attendant was feverishly trying to buckle him in to his seat. And he was kicking her, and he was doing all type of things and screaming and hollering, and it seemed like he was getting the best of her. And I asked the bus driver, I said, do you mind if I go back there?
Mellow.
And she said, no, you can go. And it immediately, when I went back there, I'm here to tell y'all the power of Yahushua is real.
It's real.
That young man that was screaming and hollering and kicking, and I went back there and I said, hey, is that my boy acting like that? And he looked at me, and he immediately stopped. And I said, hey, you know you a big boy. You don't be giving mama. He was about 8 or 9 years old. I said, but you know you don't give mama no problems like that. I said, you my big boy, right? He said, yeah. I say, and you're going to be good from here on in, aren't you? He said, yeah.
Look at that.
So let mama strap you in. And he just moved his hands away. And let mama strap him in. And then when mama got through strapping him in, I say, now give me a high five. And you're going to be good to mama from now on, right? He said, yeah. I said, okay. He gave me a high five and I walked away. Can y'all tell me what made that happen?
Amen.
318-484-2500. Because some of you possess that same ability. 318-484-2500.
Man.
I don't know. Let's see here. Okay, nobody's called yet. So we just want to make sure if you're out there, you'd like to call. If you'd like to call in for prayer, we got a few minutes to call in for prayer, too. 318-484-2500. If you're enjoying the broadcast, 318-484-2500. Lady Townsend, Tilly, call.
Man, we just thank God that God he's so awesome. Amen. And then we just pray continuously, being in the end times. Amen. End times. And we never thought that like, for instance, the poor people over there in Nigeria are being just destroyed and murdered because of the things, for their faith. Amen. And we're just living in that time where people just, I don't know what to say. They are just, we're just living in just cold hearted people that has no kind of, you would think that people would just be more loving because, well, you can't be loving if you are being used by Satan. Amen. And that's really what's been happening. A lot of people are being used by Satan. And just like there's one, us that love Yahushua, there's so many of them love their God. And being their God going to be the one that, something wrong?
No,
okay.
Just checking to see.
Yes. So we're just living in a time where so much going on, and we just need to just really get closer and closer to our soon coming King.
Well, everybody, that's what it's all about. Again, we're trying to empower God's people. It's time to be empowered now. And the reason why we need to be empowered, because we are living in a situation where it seems as though that the odds are stacked against us. But I'm here to tell you, we're on the winning team. Amen. Anything that you need to have in your life has already been furnished by the shed blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. Whatever it is that you're standing in need of. Amen. When I pray, when people says, well, I want you to pray with me, I tell you what, my amendment to that is that needs to be amended. You don't really need people to pray for you. You need people to pray with you.
With you, in agreement. Amen. Amen.
You know, so you've been disenfranchised for so long until you think that everybody has to pray for you. Now, yes, if you are sick, we are to pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going through financial problems, you know what the Word of God says?
Afflicted.
If there's any among you that is afflicted, let him pray.
Mm-hmm.
Let him pray. That's right. Some of these things that you're going through, problems on the job, you pray about that.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You got unjustly fired. You pray about that. You don't have to, Pastor, look, I need you to pray for me if you can get a prayer through. Well, beloved daughter, beloved son, you can get a prayer through too.
Mm.
You've just been taught that you haven't. You see, when we start looking to people more than we look to God, that is idolatry. And when we start having idolatry, then you know what? We are falling out with God and don't even know it.
That's true.
Amen. We're falling out with the Lord and don't even know it. And that's one of the things that I tell people. Anytime that we start conglomerizing a human being, and I don't care if it's your pastor, When you start giving your pastor more glory than you give God, you are in idolatry. And that's the reason why a lot of things are unfolding around us all the time.
Yes.
Amen. So, well, you continue to.
Yes, that's why we don't want to be in idolatry. Amen. Because you won't get to heaven like that. You know, we can't have no idols before him or after him. You know, for a long time, I